Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We have some sad news. What I want to start with, Richard Shaw, who we have interviewed here on Night Shadows. Larry and I have interviewed Richard a number of times. Very gentle, soft soul, deep into the paranormal research, and helped L.A. Marzulli on a whole series of videos they did, which are amazing. And he passed away last night, suddenly and without much warning, I guess. Larry, you had a little news about it. What happened? Does anybody know yet?
Well, not a whole lot. I was in contact with Dan Gordon today by text, and he was shocked. He said he had just talked to Richard about 3 days ago, and everything seemed fine. And a couple of days ago, just before I started taking down my equipment to move it to a new location, I got a text, I got an email from Richard that said, "Sorry, Larry, I haven't been able to read a lot of your emails. I've been kind of coming down with something. I'm feeling kind of bad." And that was a couple of days ago. And from the information that I've heard today, of course, my internet's not, I'm not at it right now. It's been moved to this location and I'm not there. But apparently Richard had a problem and collapsed, and they got him to the hospital, took him right into surgery, and began open heart surgery on him, and he passed away during surgery. He never recovered.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's so sad. Well, I guess you can say maybe the Lord took him away from what's coming. A lot of people are being moved or being taken out of the way. It's just sad. He was such a gentle soul, and I'm sure the rabbis over there in Israel are really going to miss him because he was one of their key supporters in their Bible code work. So it's a sad thing.
Yeah, well, they'll miss him incredibly because he was one of the key openings for them to, he was basically an avenue for the rabbis to disseminate information. And a lot that he even told me or shared with us, we couldn't share, but what we could, we did share. But like you said, Stuart, the timing of his death, it was so sudden and it was quick, and it almost made me think that maybe he had been taken off the planet to avoid what's coming.
Yeah, especially where he lived. California is in a lot of trouble, and, he didn't want to move, and a lot of people don't. They'll just, when it comes, it comes. That's your attitude. I got a friend down in Florida who knows that probably a big tsunami is coming, but you don't want to move. And the hurricanes come, and, they get locked down to where they want, and that's they're right, I guess. Anyway, Iran shoots down U.S. Navy drone in international airspace. And Trump says, very big mistake. Now, at first, in the thing that I heard from Trump, he was saying, maybe they made a mistake and this was done by some underling who was trigger happy, and the leadership had nothing to do with this, giving, I guess, them a sort of an out. However, one of their major generals said, yeah, we did do it. We're sending a message. What's your take on what's going on over there? There's a huge amount of ramifications to this.
Yeah, and that's one reason we'll really miss Richard Shaw, is because of his connections with the Middle East and what's going on there. So we'll certainly miss Richard. What's interesting is the fact that, if you know the structure a little bit of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is the military that and the general that claimed they shot the drone down. And this drone, by the way, wasn't a little bitty drone. This thing had a weak span and like a 737, and it was not cloaked. So they knew exactly what it was and where it was. And they used a SAM missile from the indications I've seen. And most of the experts I saw, I heard Jack Keane talking today, a general, and Tata, you know, they were all saying that this was intentional by Iran, and basically what they were indicating that the Trump, I guess you could say, vice that's been put on Iran is hurting, and even General Tata said it's very possible that we're putting such a squeeze on Iran, they're going to have to do what Tokyo did one time. In other words, attack. And,
yeah, I think this is what the Go ahead.
I was just going to mention that the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guard Corps, is under the Khomeini, you know, the radical, the very
right.
You know, religious radical, and they want the Mahdi, and they want their big war, their Armageddon, if you will, and the other Iranian military is under the civil government. So if this did occur, you know, I think Trump was trying to give an out to the Iranian Khomeini group and the RGC to keep them going to war. He's trying not to go to war, but it appears they're determined.
Yeah, well, as you said, we've got a whole problem developing because global deep state wants World War III and obviously wouldn't mind using Iran to suck Russia into the situation, which sucks China into it, and away we go. So you got that aspect of it. Then you've got the U.S. deep state that's been hungering for a war, particularly with Iran and this Russia. And so you've got, and if the Mahdi is to come through major war, so in a very odd, fascinating way, dangerous way, you've got Iran wants a war, deep state wants a war, the USA wants a war, or deep state, and Trump probably knows full well what the ramifications are if a war actually breaks out. I was listening to a couple of their generals on Fox News where they were saying that Iran probably will retaliate if we do anything whatsoever. Now, you may remember that the Revolutionary Guard over there or whoever is in charge threatened to sink our carrier groups. And I would remind everyone of the prophecies about the sinking of an entire carrier group over there, you know, their attendant ships, and sinking 10 to 20,000 American troops to the bottom of the ocean. And at this point, what has Iran got to lose? And I don't know if they are aware of the prophecies of Daniel chapter 8 or not. But it almost looks like they're pushing Iran to go ahead and do a blitzkrieg attack in all directions. And that's when we will go in and virtually take them out. However, we don't take them all out because Persia is mentioned in the Ezekiel 38-39 conflict. And so we don't know yet whether Daniel 8 triggers Isaiah 17, triggers Ezekiel 38, 39. It's getting kind of complicated. But evidently, like you said, this RQ-4 Global Hawk, it's a massive spy ship, basically is what it is. But in the last 10 days, this is kind of interesting. How do we know who's doing what? In 10 days, U.S. positions targeted three times with rockets by Iranian proxies in Iraq. Pro-Iran media were the first reporting two attacks on tankers in the United Arab Emirates. Now, did both of those ships sink, Larry?
Well, Well, there's been conflicting word on them, and I really don't think they did sink, but they were certainly damaged. I don't know if we know the real truth, really.
Okay, two missiles have been fired at U.S. drones. One was shot down. Civil airport in Saudi Arabia was targeted four times with missiles. So what is this Iran or is this deep state?
Well, I would assume the Saudis now have been receiving missile fire from Yemen, which is the Houthi rebels, directed by the RRGC, the Iranians. It's the Iranians, it's their cruise missiles that they've been firing into Saudi Arabia. Now, that's not made a lot of news, but it's certainly apparently the Iranians firing them. Now, the situation with the ships and other, you know, it's kind of foggy about what really has occurred, and we really have to watch for a false flag.
Pentagon issues statement saying drone was in international airspace. Iran's IRGC commander Hussein Salami, or however you pronounce that, downing of U.S. drone sends a clear message to Washington. So that takes Trump's remark, well, maybe it was a mistake, totally off the table, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think Trump was trying to give him an out to avoid a conflict, but it didn't. You know, he's got so much opposition in Washington, and the Iranians know it, and you've got Obama and crew still telling everyone not to deal with Trump. He's temporary.
Yeah. Well, this is the communist infiltration that the American people have allowed, and now they've also allowed their own children to be communists. That's what they do. They, you know, who was it? Stalin that said, "Give me one generation of your kids, and I'll have a communist nation." Basically, is what I'm paraphrasing him, but that's what it meant. And so this will all be blamed on Trump. It'll all be blamed on the Christians if this thing goes to war. Now, folks, I want you to think about the ripple effects of what may happen if we do a major strike. Now, on Fox News, let me see if I can find that real quick. They said that there is going to be a response from the meeting they all had, I guess, today. What did they call that meeting? A security meeting, I guess, with Democrats and everybody else?
Yeah, the national security meeting. But what they're saying, and if you heard Trump, when they asked him about would there be any retaliation, he said, well, you'll see. And remember, that's the very words he used when he fired all those cruise missiles into Syria. And, you know, the indications of the experts are saying that it'll be a measured response. In other words, since they targeted military equipment, we'll target Iranian military equipment.
Yeah, here's a situation. This is from Fox. Situation room briefing on Iran crisis concludes. McConnell says measured response is coming. You know, this thing can accelerate because Iran, because of their own rhetoric, because if they are the ones actually doing this, and I always, you know, I have the tinfoil hat on most of the time, so I don't necessarily believe what I hear at all. So I don't know who's doing it. I just know that Iran, I think their people are smarter than that. Why would they deliberately go out of their way to provoke a massive attack upon them and their people, knowing full well, unless they have something that we don't know about? I know one of their generals said, one of our generals said on, I think it was on Fox, I can't remember, but he said, we have no idea of the damage that this is going to inflict upon America. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right, because we've had intelligence from Israel and other Saudis and other locations that they already have sleeper cells, Iranian sleeper cells, and terror groups inside the U.S. that began coming in under Obama.
Yeah. And who knows whether they got suitcase nukes and all that as well. We do know that Russian Spetsnaz troops are here. I've seen them myself, and that was 20 years ago when they were here. Now, obviously, Spetsnaz Special Forces, and they were allowed in for whatever reason. I have no idea, but I met a whole contingent of them in a restaurant, and clearly that's what they were. They were Spetsnaz Russian troops, Special Forces, and then we have other foreign troops in here that have been invited in. Yeah, folks, you got to remember something about Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Defense. All these people have now been compromised, and there is another game in operation. It's not what you think it is. The ultimate game is Psalm 2. The ultimate goal is to submerge the United States under a United Nations social credits military system. And they don't really care how they get there. They'll do whatever it takes. You got to remember something about these people. They have no conscience. No conscience whatever. What they have is an agenda. And that agenda will be carried out irrespective if millions of people die, because that's really what they want anyway. And if you don't believe it, go and look up Georgia Guidestones. They want to reduce the global population. Well, the easiest way to do it, of course, is if nuclear war doesn't do it. Well, let's see. We could try germ warfare. We could try chemical warfare. But germ warfare is basically the best because you can't prove who did it. Gee, we have no idea why people are dying from this viral infection. We don't even know what it is. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody needs to get a vaccination, and then they put the stuff in the vaccination, and you die from it. And I don't know. The whole thing is just unraveling very, very rapidly. What do you think about the timing, Larry? It's suspicious
to me.
Seems
to be. It's very interesting. A lot of the timing of this war, if it goes that far, or the political emergencies, and resistance around the world right now seems to be almost linked up against the time frame of the Middle East peace plan trying to be implemented.
Doesn't it? Yeah. And the timeline of the Lord, we're all waiting, of course, and many of us have been disappointed from time to time that, the Lord hasn't come back. And when the numbers and all the events seem to line up, but he did say, watch. He didn't say what time it would be, but he just said, watch the events as they come down, and you'll figure it out as these events start. And it looks like maybe we're going to be coming up on an event. Here's a headline also, Larry. I want your comment on this. U.S. bombing of Iran will be massive, but will be limited to a specific target, according to the Jerusalem Post. He says, I write this article with a heavy heart. In recent weeks, I've come to the conclusion there probably would not be a war with Iran in 2019, but now I have to admit that I was wrong. U.S. officials were very quick to blame Iran for the attack on the two tankers in the Gulf of Oman, and President Trump's advisors have repeatedly been pushing him very hard to strike Iran. Trump has been hesitant to engage Iran militarily, and now it appears that he is going to give the war hawks and his administration exactly what they want. According to the Jerusalem Post, a bombing campaign is being planned that will be massive but will be limited to a specific target. According to the officials, since Friday, the White House has been holding incessant discussions involving senior military commanders, Pentagon representatives, and advisors to Trump. Military action under consideration would be an aerial bombardment of an Iranian facility linked to its nuclear program. The bombing will be massive, but will be limited to a specific target. If this happens, it will start a war. Iran is the home of more than 81 million people. It is armed to the teeth, and it is a global central hub for Shia Islam. It would be the biggest war that the United States has fought since World War II. What do you think of that, Larry? This is from the Jerusalem Post. This is from people probably on the inside who know what's going on from an Israeli intelligence.
Yeah, I think, I believe it was Michael Snyder was involved in that article also, and giving that warning. And at the same time, Jerry Golden also was warning. He said the timing of these attacks on the freighters was just too easy to understand. And he warned people something's coming. Now, by the way, it was announced that the DNI, or Bolton, if you will, is going to Israel to consult with Netanyahu. And there were some rumors in the background that it may be a coordinated plan to possibly do that strike. So, yeah, we're right on the edge of something.
Yeah, and once this thing starts, it'll just grow. I mean, we already know about Daniel 8. We know about Isaiah 17. We know about Ezekiel 38, 39. We're just kind of sitting around waiting for the powers that be to, you know, put the cap on their Psalm 2. And this probably ties very closely into the arrival. All of this seems to be coming out all together at the same time. It's just uncanny how all of this is being revealed all at one time. And, you know, we're getting the Navy's now coming out saying, oh, yeah, we got UFOs, and, boy, we're concerned about what they're going to do. And remember Carol Rosen, Von Braun, who said that this is all a lie. It's all a big fib, and it's Project Bluebeam. And it's a fake arrival for a fake Messiah for the Antichrist system. So this is going to get fascinating, folks. But if you're not prepared, you're going to wish with all your heart you had been prepared, at least in some manner. Of course, the Lord is ultimately your safety net, because there is no other safety net other than the Lord. What else have you got, Larry, on this situation or any other situation you want to bring up?
Well, it's very interesting at the same time that our major ally, Saudi Arabia, it has, according to the last report I saw, Fox is reporting that that Congress has tied Trump's hands and using them as an ally, possibly against Iran, and have denied now, according to the information that came out today, have denied Trump the ability to make the deal on the weapons that he was going to give Saudi Arabia to use. And so, you know, our divided government is doing nothing but braining war, it appears, because our enemies know and see the weakness of America, and that's a good time for them to make their moves.
Yeah, we're slowly being, well, you know, the Lord said, I'm going to set a snare for you, O mighty Babylon. You're going to walk into it. Surely the least of them shall draw you out. And maybe it's Iran. We don't know. And then don't forget North Korea. They found some documents, I guess, that were leaked from Kimmy that he was never going to denuclearize. To the contrary. He had planned to walk away from the Trump meeting right along. And you know, Trump keeps saying, well, this guy's a nice friend of mine. Well, that doesn't mean anything at all. And don't forget that North Korea is a buddy-buddy with Iran. We get into a major fight with Iran, you can expect North Korea may retaliate. And don't also forget that China and North Korea are not necessarily too friendly to America. And now they've gotten together. So, according to Dmitry Dudeman and others who have prophesied about this, we're being surrounded, the plans have been made, and they're going to take us out. So you better get ready for it, because I think it's coming, and coming very rapidly. This is all too suspicious on the timing of it all, don't you think?
Well, I find it interesting, too, Stuart. I don't know if you saw the news. It was on Fox and many other stations today that about this huge armor or train load of military equipment, including, you know, explosives, et cetera, that was moving and derailed. That's that old word that people never talked about, even when I used to do reports on it, derailers.
Yep. I remember that when you reported on that and how they were taken and just vanished. And you know, it wasn't very soon after that, maybe a couple of weeks, that trains began to get derailed. Very, very fascinating. Anyway, keep your heads up, folks. And at the same time, we've got this is starting to escalate on earth changes. 6.8 quake hits island chain in South Pacific. 6.5 rocks Indonesia's West Papua. Mexican volcano spectacular eruption. Etna is going off. Volcanoes everywhere. Quakes. And if you don't monitor the weather, you'd be amazed at the amount of flooding and terrible weather that is occurring worldwide. All part of the arrival, I believe, of the destroyer, and we are going into a massive, massive time of upset. And the Lord is moving people exactly where he wants them for safety's sake. And I guess people don't have to worry about that. But what do you think, Larry? It says, leaked North Korean document claims Kim Un doesn't intend to denuclearize. I'd believe that, actually. They can't vet it, but.
Yeah, I never did believe that he was going to do that. I thought, my personal opinion was that the Trump-Kim meetings were nothing other than putting off a war or avoiding war for a time and a season.
Yep, exactly what the Palestinians do. Attack. Oh, we need a ceasefire, please. Rearm. Attack. Oh, we need a ceasefire, please, and we're idiots. We allow all that, but I guess it's what it is. On the hunt for little green men, U.S. senators briefed on Navy's UFO sightings. See how this is being brought out, folks, to our leaders? Tucker Carlson on Fox. This is the acclimation project, the arrival, the war, probably first, then the arrival to stop the war. And in we go to the New World Order, and hopefully the church is taken out. But we'll find out. Anything else, Larry? We've got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, very, very interesting, you know, the UFO situation. You know, John Lear talked to you about it, and, of course,
yes.
Richard Shaw talked about it, L.A. Marzulli, and everybody's been warning that this was coming, and then at the same time, there is no solution to our southern border.
Yeah, and I'm very suspicious about this. Trump declares a national emergency and he can't do anything. I don't buy that at all. When you declare a national emergency under FEMA laws that were passed by Congress themselves, he could put troops on the border. Now, he may have insubordination, but if I was president and I had a general gave me the finger when I told him to do something, he'd be fired instantly. And I'd find one who would do what I asked him to do. After all, you're either commander-in-chief or you're not. You know? Anyway, that's my take on it. But then I'm an ancient derelict, I guess, in attitude. Now you're supposed to be peaceful no matter what they do to you. So, anything else, Larry?
Oh, I was just going to mention that they had a piece in the paper here the other day, and we're still having storms. They're saying that two people that are out of work lately in Oklahoma is farmers and loggers.
Yep, folks, famine, it's coming. May not think so yet, but if I were you, I'd be starting to lay-by cornmeal and wheat stuff and oatmeal and stuff that keeps forever that you can live on for quite a while that most people probably wouldn't want to eat. So, but you can stay alive. Hey. The Asians have lived off rice for years. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and I doubt if we'll do anything Friday, but we might if things take a turn for the worse. Anyway, we'll keep you posted. Thanks for listening. Night, everyone.